From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno encouraged the development of games and applications in Malang City, East Java, due to the quite large potentials of the games and application industry in the region. While acting as a speaker in a game development event in Latar Ijen Malang, East Java, received by Antara on Sunday, he hoped that the development of creative cities or districts can improve motivation, creativity, and achievement. G20 trade ministers reaffirmed their commitment to contribute to the economic recovery from COVID-19 as stipulated in a joint statement issued at the G20 Trade and Investment Ministers Meeting, or TIM, in Sorrento, Italy. This was stated by Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi in his statement received by Antara on Sunday. He said that Indonesia is ready to bear the responsibility of G20 presidencies in 2022 while ensuring that all members can recover together and grow stronger next year. Indonesia won the Thomas Cup after beating China in the final with a score of 3-0 at Ceres Arena, Denmark, Sunday night. This title is the 14th time Indonesia has won in the Thomas Cup. The certainty of Indonesia being the champion after Jonathan Christie won over China's second single, Li Shifeng, with a score 21-14, 18-21, and 21-14 in 1 hour and 26 minutes. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo expressed his joy that the Indonesian badminton team managed to reclaim the Thomas Cup after 19 years of waiting by beating the Chinese team 3-0. Let's move on to the international news. Thousands of children returned to Sydney schools on Monday after nearly 4 months of home learning as Australia's largest city eased more restrictions just a week after lifting its COVID-19 lockdown amid a surge in vaccination levels. A faster-than-expected vaccine uptake brought forward further lifting of restrictions by several days as New South Wales, home of to Sydney, topped the 80% double-dose immunization rate over the weekend in people above 16. Authorities have pledged to begin easing curbs as rates reach 70%, 80% and 90%. Daily infection in New South Wales continued their downward trend on Monday, as cases fell to the lowest level in 10 weeks. New Zealand pledged on Monday to quadruple foreign aid spending on climate change, addressing its woefully inadequate response to the challenge in recent decades. As representatives from around the world prepared for a landmark UN summit on global warming, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said, Wellington would lift its climate aid budget to $930 million over 4 years. Ardern said at least half the money would go to Pacific Island nations, many of which are low-lying and face being swamped by rising seas. She added that the money would help communities withstand damaging storm surges, rising seas and increasing extreme weather that brought flooding and drought. Italy reported 24 coronavirus-related deaths on Sunday, up from 14 the previous day, while the daily tally of the new infection fell to 2,437 from 2,983. Italy has registered 131,541 deaths linked to COVID-19 since the outbreak in February last year. It has the second highest toll in Europe behind Britain and the ninth highest in the world. Oil prices hit their highest in years on Monday as demand continues its recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, boosted by more customers from power generators turning away from expensive gas and coal to fuel oil and diesel. Brent crude oil futures rose 87 cents or 1% to $85.73 a barrel, the highest price since October 2018. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures climbed $1.12 or 1.4%. The gas-to-oil switching for power generations alone could boost demand by as much as 450,000 barrels per day in the fourth quarter. That was the news.
The 20th Papua National Sports Week Pond, which took place from October 2nd to 15, has been officially closed by Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Ma'ruf Amin, at Lukas NMB Stadium, Jayapura, Papua, on Friday night. He expressed his highest appreciation for the implementation of the largest sports events in Indonesia, which has run safely, smoothly, and successfully. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who was accompanied by Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali, also expressed his gratitude to the Papuan people for being warm hosts for contingent from other regions in Indonesia. Based on the history of the implementation of the National Sports Week, PON 20 Papua is the first largest national-scale sporting event ever held in Papua. However, Papua is considered successful not only in organizing activities but also in making sports achievement by being in the top four of the standing from the previous rank 8 at the 19th National Sports Week in 2016. In his remarks, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also emphasized that the success of Papua has proven that Papua is not only rich in natural resources but also full of talented athletes. This will bring progress and prosperity to Papua. According to Vice President Maruf Amin, the success of PON 28 Papua also reflects the strength of the unity and integrity of the Indonesian nation, which must be maintained together. On this occasion, Vice President Maruf Amin also congratulated all athletes, officials, and supporters for the proud achievement of the 20th PON, in particular the success of breaking several sports records at both national and international levels. Meanwhile, Minister Zainuddin Amali disclosed that there were around 19 national records which were broken from the branches of athletics, swimming, shooting, weightlifting, and diving. Most of the records are included in the leading sports branches of the Great Design of National Sports, which have been prepared by the Ministry of Youth and Sports, along with sports stakeholders as guidelines for fostering national sports achievement. The Grand Design of National Sports has been signed by President Joko Widodo at the commemoration of the 38th National Sports Day on September 9, 2021. The goal is to improve sports cultures in the community, enhance capacity, synergy, and productivity of national sports achievement, and promotes a sport-based national economy. With the Great Design of National Sports, regional government will be able to focus more on coaching in certain sports. Good and continuous coaching is expected to be able to make achievement with new records both at national and international levels, as has been achieved at the PON 28 Papua. It is even targeted that Indonesia can occupy the fifth position in the 2044 Olympics and Paralympics.
Today in History starts with the event on October 18, 1921, when the Crimean Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic was founded. The Crimean Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic is an autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic in the Russian or RSFS located on the Crimean Peninsula. It was founded on October 18, 1921 as the Crimean Autonomous Socialist Soviet Republic in the Russian RSFS. The Crimean Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic was re-established on February 12, 1991 by the Supreme Soviet of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic after a referendum was held on January 20, 1991. This republic was later called the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, which was a part of the independent state of Ukraine since May 6, 1992. Next event was in 1931 when Thomas Alva Edison passed away. On October 18, 1931, Thomas Alva Edison passed away. He is one of the most prolific inventors in history. He passed away in West Orange, New Jersey at the age of 84. Thomas Alva Edison developed serious hearing problems at an early age, but it actually provided the motivation for many of his discoveries. Edison was able to make one of his great inventions, the phonograph, in 1877. Among his important inventions, it was the development of the first practical incandescent light bulb in 1879. Edison's greatest contribution to modern industry came from his work in electricity. And today in history, with the event in 1967 when Venera 4 plane landed on Venus. The Soviet Union's Venera 4 spacecraft successfully landed on Venus after traveling for nearly 4 months. This made Venera 4 the first plane from Earth to ever land on another planet. Thank you. And listener, that's today in history.
Satu-satunya takkan bisa kau terima dari dia ataupun selainnya.
Sadarilah hanya aku yang bisa bahagiakan kamu seutuhnya.
This is our Voice of Indonesia. The next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government of Indonesia and South Korea continue to strengthen cooperation between the two countries in the maritime sector. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan held a bilateral meeting with South Korean Minister of Oceans and Fisheries Moon Sung-hyuk in Jakarta last Wednesday, October 13, to discuss a number of cooperation projects between the two countries. Luhut Panjaitan, in a written statement, emphasized he was very pleased to welcome the presence of Minister Moon Sung-hyuk. Through this bilateral meeting, he hopes that the collaboration between Indonesia and the Republic of Korea will be stronger, especially in maritime institutions. In particular, the meeting discussed various collaborative projects through the Marine Technology Research Cooperation Center, such as mangrove restoration, marine debris management, climate change, and several other issues related to maritime. The two ministers also signed a memorandum of understanding related to the offshore installation service industry. It was also signed by five companies involved in this cooperation, namely Gas Intech and Samin MTS from South Korea. and El Nusa, GTSI, GSK Shipping from Indonesia. Luhut Panjaitan emphasized this memorandum of understanding became the basis of cooperation between Indonesia and South Korea for demolitions of abandoned offshore platform. Unused offshore footholds will be used for artificial coral reefs, aquaculture, marine tourism, and research center. There are four issues discussed in the Memorandum of Understanding, namely the development of technology related to the offshore installation service industry, encouraging communications and cooperations in the private sector, capacity building and human resources development. There are also the closures of facilities and environmental restorations of oil and gas platforms and offshore mill reuse. Meanwhile, South Korean Oceans and Fisheries Minister Moon Seung-kyok hopes that the cooperation between the two countries can help support the development of various industries in Indonesia. He emphasized South Korea has always supported various bilateral cooperation with Indonesia, mainly related to the maritime issues, and hopes that various industries can continue to develop through this cooperation.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman jalan mencari teman, bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, the beaches on south coast of Yogyakarta are indeed directly adjacent to the Indian Ocean, which has strong waves. The velocity of the waves sometimes makes people afraid to play on this beach, but it does not mean that all beaches cannot be used for activities. In Gunung Kidul, there is a beautiful beach whose location is protected by coral islands, so that the beach waves are quite calm and safe for activities. The beach is called Lambor Beach. The location of Lambor Beach is very strategic, flanked by two beaches that are also famous in Yogyakarta, namely Jogan Beach and Siung Beach. This beach is in Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta. From Yogyakarta, Lambor Beach takes about 2 until 3 hours by motor vehicles. The condition of the road to Lambor Beach is not too wide so that big buses cannot enter. Motor vehicles cannot park on the beach because the location is quite narrow, so you have to walk from the parking lot. The sand on this beach is a little different, rough and black in color. Lambor Beach sand is formed from broken shells of marine life and corals that are eroded by continuous waves. The uniqueness of Lambor Beach can be used for snorkeling. The condition of the waters on the beach that resembles a basin is safe for swimming and snorkeling because there are two coral hills located in the middle of the sea that function as breakwaters and wave guards. Entrance ticket to Lambor Beach is only 10,000 rupiah. If you don't bring snorkeling gears, you can rent them worth around 50,000 rupiah.
What must be remembered before doing snorkeling is that you should contact the manager first to find out information about when is the best time to do snorkeling. Because the level of clarity and visibility of the water is determined by the tides. If you want to snorkel on weekends, you should make a reservation so that you don't run out of snorkeling gear at the rental place. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about berwisata, which means traveling. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled, Apa Ada Internet Gratis? Which means, is there any free internet? This dialogue happens when Kevin is already in the hotel for check-in. Kevin wants to know internet service in the hotel. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apa ada internet gratis?
Ada, Mas.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Internet, internet, which means internet. Gratis, gratis, which means free. Apa ada internet gratis? Apa ada internet gratis? Which means, is there any free internet? Minuman selamat datang, minuman selamat datang. Which means welcome drink. Apa ada minuman selamat datang? Apa ada minuman selamat datang? Which means is there any welcome drink? Layanan cuci baju. Layanan cuci baju, which means laundry service. Apa ada layanan cuci baju? Apa ada layanan cuci baju? Which means is there any laundry service? In the dialogue, you hear a question word apa? Apa, which means what? In the conversation, it is used to ask if the hotel has free internet for visitors. Let's listen to the other examples of sentences to use the word apa. Apa ada minuman selamat datang? Apa ada minuman selamat datang? Which means, is there any welcome drink? Ya, ada. Ya, ada. Which means, yes, there is. Apa ada layanan cuci baju? Apa ada layanan cuci baju? Which means, is there any laundry service? Ada. Ada, which means, yes, there is. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apa ada internet gratis?
Ada, Mas.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Lukisan Malam by Sam Simon. This song describes the beauty of nature at night. The scattered and twinkling stars make the silent night even more beautiful, and likewise, the wind blows gently. Everything makes the night more beautiful and gives peace to rest and release fatigue. The gurgling sound of water also makes the atmosphere at night more wonderful. Well, listener, here is Sam Simon with the keroncong song entitled Lukisan Malam.
Cemerlang di malam sepi, bertaburan di angkasa segala menghias alam. Angin pulang lemah gemerai mengusap bumi. Diiringi nyanyian maha merdu sang ratu malam. Waktu ini sunyi dendam suasana alam. Dari jauh sejuk bagai sutera dewangga murni, nikmat hati memandang kemesraan lukisan malam.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kamu mencoba untuk berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu, dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadar
Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta. Ini tentang bertemunya dua manusia dengan sejuta mimpinya, saling menguatkan, layaknya senja yang mungkin mulai meredup, tapi pagi akan selalu hadir menopangnya.
Percayakah kau?
Tanah ini, di hadapan luasnya semesta, alam akan menjadi saksi bahwa saya mencintaimu. Tapi saya sadar, ini bukan hanya soal cinta, lebih dari itu. Sejuta mimpi telah membawa kita ke sini, dan saya ingin memastikan bahwa kamu akan menjadi yang terakhir. So will you marry me?
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.